Today is a beautiful day, and here we are sitting out here in the patio of the monastery. I'm surrounded by monks and their pets. The monks are the animals and their pets are the people. And the monks are very gentle and quiet. One monk is laying at my feet here. He loves to lie with his feet on my, with his face on my feet. He has very good taste, very exquisite. And the rest of them are all doing their thing. This is Instant Illumination. Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, here at the Absolute Monastery. All of us have a chance to be a monk or a monk's pet. Now, what would you like to be? Would you like to be a monk or would you like to be a monk's pet? A monk's pet is really got it made. Ellen was a monk's pet. And Rex would look at the doggy door there, because it wasn't like the one at the Hermitage where he lives. And he looked at the doggy door, and he says, "I don't really want to go in there." So Ellen went inside the doggy door, knowing how to con him, took a piece of bread, and said, "Rex, I have some bread for you." Rex goes marching right in the doggy door. And then Ellen comes out and opens the screen door and lets Rex come out the screen door. Well, Rex should have a habit of going in and out the doggy door. Rex should have a habit of going in and out the doggy door. Rex should have a habit of going in and out the doggy door. Now, why am I saying that? Because the doggy door is for the dogs. And we put it in there for the dogs, and we want the dogs to use it so normally, so unconsciously, so habitually, that that's how they come in and out of the house. And when the doggy door is closed, even if the house door is open, they don't go out. Because they're not supposed to go out the house door, they go out the doggy door. And that way you can leave the house door open while you're sweeping or vacuuming or something, and the dogs aren't going to go out unless you want them to go out. If the doggy door is open, they can go out the doggy door, and they're free to know that. Now, what's such a big deal about going out the doggy door? Well, I walk the path, and lately I've been giving Rex some additional training, or actually I've been giving myself additional training. And I'll walk Rex around the doggy path, my meditation trail. It's a doggy path, right? And I have him on the leash. And he absolutely loves to be on the leash. I take him off the leash and he walks next to me. I put him on the leash and he walks next to me. He loves to be on the leash. He loves to be walking with me. Well, every 10 minutes, every 5 minutes or so, I will say, "Rex, come." And he comes from the end of the leash to me. And I say, "Sit." And he sits on my feet. And then I say, "Good boy." Down. And he lays down. And then I pet him. And then I say, "Release." And then he stands up, stretches, and then he walks along with me again. Now, I do this constantly. I do this constantly. I do this constantly. I do this constantly. I do this constantly, every 5 minutes or so. I do this constantly. So, you see, I've reduced my training vocabulary to just one thing now. I say, "Rex, come." He comes, sits on my feet, lays down, waits for me to say "release," and stays there as long as I say. And when I say "release," he stands up and he's ready to go. Before, I had to say, "Rex, come, sit, down, lay down, stay, and release." Now, I just say "come," and he comes. I just say "come," and he comes. He knows to come when I say "come." He knows to sit when he gets to me and just be obedient. He knows to lay down next, because that's easier than sitting on his paws. And although he'd rather be sitting on his paws because he can look out and observe things better. And then he stays until I say "release." I say, "Rex, come," and so forth. I say, "Rex, come," and so forth. I say, Rex, come, and so forth. Now, he's not stupid. The Golden Retrievers are some of the most intelligent dogs you could ever want. And they do beautiful things. But I'm programming his white stem cells, or his pure stem cells, born just today. I'm sure he has 10,000 newborn stem cells too, just like every brain in the universe has. And he's listening to me. And he's listening, and he's saying, come, sit, down, stay. That brings happy responses from my master. That brings happy responses from the guy that I'm with. As he says, oh, I love you so much. You know, and I'll grab him around the chest, and I'll hug him, and I'll hug him. And he'll just stand there and wag his tail. Da-da-da, keep it up, Dad. I just love to be hugged. Just keep it up, you know. And then sometimes he'll come up to me while we're walking along the path, and he'll rub against my leg, and he'll say, don't you think it's time for a hug, Dad, you know? And so I got to reach down and hug him. I got to reach down and hug him, which I love. And I give him a big old hug, you know, and a big old smooch, and a big old, I tell him I love him. Well, now, he knows what's coming. He knows that by touching me with his body, standing next to me and rubbing against me and saying, hey, I'm down here, that it's hug time. And with the hug comes a smooch, and with the smooch comes a I love you, and all that good stuff. Now, you see, I can be trained too. See, the white stem cells in my brain are trained to the idea that all is in divine order. And so all he has to do is come near me to do that. And I'm trained. All I have to do is say, Rex, come, just gently, quietly. And he comes and does it. Now, I haven't been working on him now for over a year on a regular basis. And so he got a little rusty. He got a little thinking he could do things his own way, because all he had to do was go and just smile at people, and they'd, oh, go do what you want to do, you know. Go ahead, Rex. Do whatever you want to do. That's okay, Rex, if you stole the steak off of Ellen's plate on the table. That's perfectly okay. Ellen didn't think so. But Rex and everybody else thought, isn't that cute, you know. And that's not the thing to do. And I tell Rex, even though when he stands, his head is absolutely on top level with the table, I said, your head does not belong on the table. And your tongue does not belong on any plate that's on the table. Even though with one scarf of his tongue, whoosh, he washed that plate as clean as a whistle, you know. But you have to be definite. You have to be definite. And you cannot say how cute. When the little children do something that they shouldn't do, and you say, isn't that cute? No, it isn't. It's wrong. It's bad training. It means that they will get accustomed to that. And pretty soon, they'll be doing it when you don't want them to do it, you know. So, now, this is how we train ourselves. Our dogs, our pets, teach us how to train ourselves. And we say to the cat, no, down. No, down. But then, cat owners have a penchant for saying cats are hard to train, and cats don't cooperate with training, and cats are bad. Well, cats are bad because owners think cats are bad. Owners think they can't train cats. Owners think the cat will not behave. Well, a cat behaves very well to do whatever it wants to do. You merely have to make it known what you want it to do, and that it makes you happy when it does what you want it to do. But you don't do that. You don't do that. You think a dog you can do that with, but a cat you can't. And so your cats are going to do their thing. Now, Ingeborg is a cat lover, and she goes over to the Shangri-La, and in the big barn behind the Shangri-La, the cat has its domain. And it has its own house, it has its own feed dishes, it has its own water dishes, and Ellen goes and fills them, and Ingeborg goes and fills them, and anybody else who goes over there goes and fills them. And my gosh, the cat's treated like a royal princess. And when the cat came to us, it was a mangy old thing that was left behind by the people who we bought the property from, and they couldn't catch it and couldn't find it. And so months later, it came to Ingeborg. And it was ready to be shot. And Ingeborg said, no way. So she loved it to pieces. And it turned out to be a beautiful black Angora cat with lovely hair, but at the time it was all knotted and all terrible. But her little love turned it. But in the process, the cat now follows her all over the place like a dog. The cat thinks it's a dog. The cat thinks that it should have special treatment. The cat thinks that Ingeborg should hold it, make sure Ingeborg should carry it, you know. And so the cat really created another being for itself to rule, and it does it. Now, do you want to rule your life like the cat rules our lives in sort of disrespect, or do you want to rule your life like a dog rules our life? Now, a dog will take advantage of you if you let it. But if you take charge lovingly, don't shout and scream at it like you, because you're so stupid for not educating the dog. Just say, sit down. John, who is one of your favorite horse trainers and dog trainers and things like that? Begins with a W. The horse
Whisperer.
You see, it didn't take too long to pull that out. The horse whisperer. Now, why the horse whisperer?
Because there's no fuss, it's just quiet, he knows what's going on.
Right. The man knows what's going on. The man is quiet. The man thinks his thoughts about the horse, whispering in his mind even. He could whisper out loud, but that wouldn't be important. And the horse hears him because he knows he and the horse are
one.
He knows that he and the horse are one, and the horse hears him. The horse responds to him. The horse comes to him. The horse is working with him 100%. He is not the master of the horse. He is in charge of the horse. The horse does what he wants done. Now, he is his own master. We must come to realize that. Every animal, every being is its own master. And some like to pretend that other people are their master, but that's merely how they are master. They are master at pretending other people are their master. You know, Rex sometimes wants to play that with me. And he'll take my shoe and he'll bring it to me. And he'll say, come on, Dad, time for us to go now. It's getting boring around here, you know. Or he'll bring me my pants, my shorts or something. And he'll say, Dad, I think it's time for us to leave now, you know. And, well, what is he doing? He's being the master. He's in charge. And do I know it? You bet I do. And so I take the shoe and I say, not now, Rex. Later. Could he speak more clearly and more loudly? He's a powerful boy. And you are too. You are speaking to your 10,000 stem cells every moment of every day, telling them what you believe about yourself. And you tell these stem cells, just like you tell your dog, come, stay, sit, you know. Just like you tell your dog, you speak to the stem cells, you say, I am whole and perfect. I like me. I am divine. I am beautiful. I am wonderful. I like me, 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 I like me. You see, I go crazy saying I like me. Isn't that wonderful? I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And you know what happens? Your stem cells are going to say, okay already, I know you like me. And then, okay, I understand. And then pretty soon the stem cells are going to start saying, I like 10,000 stem cells in your brain saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. What's going to happen to the rest of those 5 trillion cells in your brain? They're going to be rolled over by that. Because they're not active cells. They're passive cells doing their job. They're passive cells seeing. They're passive cells breathing, sensing, tasting, smelling, touching. They're passive cells doing the autonomic nervous system. They're passive cells moving the blood through the body. They're passive cells doing all that sort of stuff, doing their given job. But these 10,000 stem cells, brand new ones every day, have not been given a job yet. And so we give them the job. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. Oh, what a wonderful day. And we sing and we sing. And our stem cells are not therein passive. They're active. They have the active job of being I like me, they have the active job of doing everything perfect, everything good, everything fantastic. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
It's up to us to tell Rex which door he should use. It's up to us to tell our cats, you know, what they're supposed to do. Yeah. We have Blackie and Magic in the garage, and they have their own door going in and out the garage, a ramp leading up to it. I mean, my gosh, penthouse arrangement. And then they have a doggy door on the other side I leave open for you. You leave that open too, don't you? The doggy door in the garage and the garage.
It's open.
Yeah, leave it open, yeah. Rex can't get through there. And Little Love doesn't give a darn. Okay, so. And so the cats can go in and out and up and around, and they rule the garage. But they also rule the world. They are good mousers, they're good searchers, they're good hunters. They come home with all sorts of creatures now and then, and they're having, you know, after-dinner snacks and what have you. And so we go in the garage and scoop them up and clean them up. But you see, we created Spot and Magic as being tigers, as being the rulers of the roost. And they walk around so dominant, and Magic is so gentle. You can touch Magic so nicely. Magic loves it for a second, and then Magic is on her way. And Magic is wherever it wants to be.
Yes.
And Magic is trying to con Ingeborg here by getting up on the roof saying, "I can't get down." And Ingeborg wants to climb up on the roof and get the stupid cat down. Well, the cat knows what it's doing. And it can climb right down these vines. It can jump down. A cat has 9 lives, you know. And I guarantee you, Miss Ingeborg Pukert, your cats haven't used any of their lives up yet. They got 9 to go. And watch their dust. They are going to have lots of fun. Well, loves, it's been a joy talking with you, sharing with you, and letting you know some of my opinions about animals and cats and dogs and people, and the 10,000 stem cells that are on parade, ready to march for you for whatever goal you set for them. So, set the goal, I like me, and let the rest take care of itself. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.